Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
From Trinidad to Grenada. Well, that's not so far apart, I guess, as you look at a map, but in reality, it's quite a little distance. Several months ago, I told the story of Coco Chan, our missionary who had been working for years in Trinidad, but let me now just share her story with you. She said 2017, there were some obstacles in the ministry, but through these circumstances, God once again reminded me of His power, His guidance, His protection, and so much more. I'm grateful for the privilege to serve the living God who is faithful to His promises. I went back to Trinidad October 31 and spent 6 weeks there. The children and I were very excited to see each other. Though we knew it would be for a short time, we enjoyed the time we got to spend together. It blessed my heart to see Genevieve step up and teach the Bible club. And then while in Trinidad, I took some time to show her things that she could do to make the class more exciting. Please pray for the boys and the girls to keep attending church, and pray for Genevieve for wisdom and strength. And then she shares Matthew chapter 21 and verse 22, "In all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive." Thank you for praying on my behalf concerning this transition from Trinidad to Grenada. God worked out things in amazing ways. My car was sold for a good price a week before I went to Trinidad. God also sent several people who truly were blessings to me during this time. Pastor Joseph from Amazing Grace Fundamental Baptist Church, the first church I served in Trinidad, along with his wife, Cassia, came after work several times to help me pack. Without them, it was almost impossible for me to take down the heavy bookshelves and the bed frame and wrap them up. They also tried so hard to sell the things I planned not to bring with me. Thank God for these servants of His. And then she says, God's timing is always perfect. And of course, we know that is true. God again sent wonderful people to help me in Grenada. I reserved space for 8 pallets on the boat, and the shipping fee I paid included the labor to put on all the small packages onto the pallets. For whatever reason, the boatman did not do his work. As a result, the number of my belongings, 124 packages, did not match what was on the custom declaration form, which said 8 pallets. The officer requested me to open each single package. Thank God the boat arrived in Grenada 6 hours later than it was scheduled. Brother Childers could not pick up my stuff until December the 11th, the day I flew to Grenada. He wouldn't have been able to answer all the questions the custom officer had. Anything else beside books, craft materials, and stationery? After seeing 30-some boxes, the officer realized that most of my stuff was for the ministry. He then just took a glimpse at the other packages. I was exhausted by the time it was over, but thankful that it was done. Brother Childers organized a group of 6 men from church to help load up the truck. They also carried everything into my apartment and set up the bed frame so that I could rest. All I could say is that God is good, and always He is. Thank God for His goodness and His faithfulness. Will you pray for Coco Chan as she starts this new ministry for her in Grenada, working with the Childers family? Pray that her work permit would be approved. Pray that she'd be able to find a reliable small car at a good price, and that she can adjust to drive on the narrow, winding roads. And for this new ministry, thank the Lord for what He has done through the ministry of Coco.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.